Chapter 7. If you abandon your post for an instant, let things pass into other hands. If your wonderful tenderness hadn't perpetually kept guard, this must have been irretrievably lost. He laid his hand on the pamphlet. And then he would have been dead. Oh, she said, don't tell me too suddenly. And she turned away and sank into a chair. The young man stood watching her in an odd silence. For a long time she sat motionless, with her face hidden, and he thought she must be weeping. At length he said, almost shyly, "Colin, you will let me come back then? You will help me work this thing out?" She rose calmly and held out her hand. "I'll help you," she declared. "I'll come tomorrow then. Can we get to work early?" "As early as you please." "At 8 o'clock, then," he said briskly. "Why, you'll have the papers ready?" "I'll have everything ready," she added with a half-playful hesitancy, "Colin, and the fire shall be lit for you." He went out with his bright nod. She walked to the window and watched his buoyant figure hastening down the elm-shaded street. When she turned back into the empty room, she looked as though youth had touched her on the lips. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.